Lord, help us to embrace our nothingness. Jesus began, I'm glad you came to me before you fell asleep. Jesus, I just want to hold you and tuck into your heart. Hide me away, but give me the grace to pray. Lord, please, I do not want to come to you to hear more horrible things. I only want to disappear in your heart and cling to you with all my little strength. Oh God, have mercy. I come to you in gentleness, tenderly, taking great care in how I speak to you and what I tell you. Claire, you are my little girl, but you are also a prophetess, and your voice must be heard. There are so many little ones in the world that struggle with the same burdens. You could try to be big and bad, but you are just so pitiable in your littleness. You are just the way I like you. Your fragility draws forth my boundless love and support. I never, ever wanted you to become a big deal, someone of importance. Rather, I wanted a little one by my side. Your hunger for holiness has opened a treasury of graces to draw you into the littleness that so suits you. The tinier you become, the more you shine. You are like a piece of coal chosen to be transformed into the most exquisite diamond, whose beauty can only be observed by the little ones you represent. Please, don't ever disappoint me by becoming a somebody. You are free to behold my handiwork in other more seasoned and suited souls. But there is just something about your littleness that is stunning. I want the world to see this tiny diamond that easily transforms a cold, hard room into a quiet, sparkling joy, ready to shed its radiance on everyone. You are only the vessel. I am the radiance. Because of your littleness, there is no impediment to my brilliance. That's who you are to me. When you visit a museum and gaze upon a jewel, you do not notice the bulletproof display it is secure in. You only see the gemstone secured within. That is what you are, a glass and steel display box that is lit from within to show the handiwork of the master. I am what shines from within. Everything you lament about yourself has its place in demonstrating to the world just how precious the little ones are to me. Their emptiness allows my grace to shine clearly through them. How is it then mankind grovels in the muck of this world and comes up smelling like a sewer, but imagines himself to be the epitome of success? In other words, ugly is seen as beautiful, and littleness is seen as ugly. This does not come from me or my Father. It is strictly the work of the flesh. I have chosen you to be an outcast, overlooked, hidden, free to conform yourself to the image of who I need you to be. Not what the world expects you to be. So I am crafting you into the littlest of the little, where you permit me to shine and take nothing for yourself. My people, when you finally come to see yourselves as little nothings, I too will shine through you without any coloration from your flesh. I am who I am, and when you choose this littleness, there is nothing for others to see but me. My mother was the epitome of nothingness, the new ark of the covenant, carrying me into the world, remaining obscure to hide the precious secret of God made flesh. Going for my first walk in a long time, thinking about what is coming, Jesus said, "It is horrendous." I heard, "Your reality must be Christ and only Christ. Anything outside of that is the world, the flesh, and the devil. My bride will be spotless because she will forsake all the values of the world. She will be stripped down to the necessities with no wandering eyes and no need of anything except the comfort I bring to her parched and thirsty soul. All things she held dear will have no value or attraction anymore, for she will thirst for God alone. Nothing will mean anything to her. The emptiness and transitory nature of all created things will be exposed and found to be worthless to the human soul." And here I'd like to add, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish is a phrase primarily found in the Bible, specifically Ephesians 5:27, meaning completely pure, perfect, and without any flaw or imperfection. Often used to describe a spiritual state of holiness or the ideal condition of the church as presented to God, essentially completely clean and without any stain or mark of sin. Only God will be left in his shining triune glory. We will behold him, swim in him, have all our being and worth in him alone, for he alone is worthy. Now we are entrapped in the shallow values of this world, the superficial coming and going trappings of life in a body. But when the body is taken from us, we will see our true worth, our true reality, the very essence and source of life. And we shall behold him in his glory, totally oblivious to those things that mattered so much to us only yesterday. My people, do not lament the spots, wrinkles, and blemishes in your garment. These flaws will be blasted away by the coming of the Son of Man. Yes, recognize these flaws and work against them with the graces flowing from my heart to you. The enemy uses them to discourage and dishearten the righteous. But you do not have to buy into his narrative and lose hope of ever becoming who you were meant to be, and in my eyes, who you already are. For I have liberated you from the sinful life of your past, and all has been restored. It is only for you to grasp that truth and walk in the reality of that light that remains for you to do. You do not see who you truly are to me. And because of that, you find it hard to believe that you are truly my beloved, and I am forming you into the image of your destiny. And by the way, that transformation will not stop. I'm starting to feel sleepy, and Jesus said, "Stay here, Claire, in the center of my heart, for I yet have much to say to you." If you will listen diligently and not allow the enemy to shut you down, you are on the right track. It is time to purify. No more lackness, my chosen ones. It's time to shut the world out and tuck into the only safe place, the only place of peace, the only place Satan cannot access. And that was the end of his message. Let us renounce, dear heart dwellers, the narrative that the enemy has been feeding us. The littler we are, the better. God save us. Amen.